The New Orleans Sewage and Water Board has been under fire since the city's pumping system failed and caused major flooding last month. Now the agency is being criticized for accounting problems, overcharging customers for their water bills. Meanwhile, there's a new management board in place, and the pumps are still being repaired. There are lots of ideas for how to fix all of this. And for this week's Coastal News Roundup, reporters Tegan Wendland and Travis Lux discuss a few.
So last night, we at the Coastal Desk went to this panel all about water management. There were experts there on the panel as well as some city officials, and they were all talking about water management stuff. So we wanted to just to tell you about it, give you a little summary.
Right. We went so you didn't have to. Now, this isn't the first time the topic of drainage has taken center stage here in the city. We've got a long history of flooding, 1927, 1965, 2005. And the Sewerage and Water Board actually has a long history of fraud and abuse. They've repeatedly been under fire from the Inspector General's office, which is why Assistant Inspector General Nadine Van Dyke was on last night's panel. And she says one of the problems is the agency is just kind of outdated.
The Sewerage and Water Board, I think, has been doing its thing for 100 years now. And they, frankly, from everything that we've found, haven't been doing a bang-up job. The culture, I think, is so ingrained at this point that there really does have to be some kind of a structural change.
Now, for all the flack it's getting, the Sewerage and Water Board isn't the only problem here. Revamping that agency is one option, but there are many others, too. The traditional approach to drainage in this city has been to pump the water out. And architect David Wagner says there are other ways to deal with water. He helped create an alternative plan for the city.
You know, the politician's mantra was we have to pump out every drop of water that falls here, which is folly and impossible. If you double the capacity of the drainage system, the calculations we have say that you would fix 40% of the problem. So let's think about that and what the investment would be to do what again? Because all you get is more pipes and pumps.
So what he's talking about is instead of pipes and pumps and concrete is he's saying, let's try something new. Let's have softer surfaces across the city. Let's have more parks and grassland that can hold the water in place rather than flush it straight into the drainage system. And the city's actually trying to do that a little bit anyway.
There are lots of ideas and so many plans. The Living with Water plan, the Resilience plan, the Greater New Orleans plan. We have an Office of Resilience where they're trying to implement some of those ideas. And then we have a water district in Gentilly where they're experimenting with things like retention ponds and permeable sidewalks that would let water sink through.
But there's only so much money for these things, about $200 million right now. So the panelists talked about some other ideas, too.
And one idea, which might not be as fun as building retention ponds and permeable sidewalks, is to start charging stormwater fees. So that would mean having people pay a little money each year and then setting that money aside for maintenance of the drainage system. And maintenance has really been one of the biggest issues. Tyler Antrup works in the city's resilience office, and he says this isn't a new idea.
Most people don't realize that the city has attempted twice before to adopt stormwater user fees, once in 1983 and once in 1999, both of which followed large flood events.
And neither of those proposals were successful. And now there's another proposal. The nonprofit Bureau for Governmental Research put out a report earlier this year saying, hey, stormwater fees would be a great way for us to set aside money for maintenance. But it hasn't been a popular idea because people never like new fees or taxes.
One other idea being talked about is to charge people for how much water runs off of their properties and into the city drainage system. And this is something that's actually been tried out a little bit in other cities. Loyola Law Professor Rob Verchik broke it down and explained it a bit.
And you could imagine a system that said, well, here's your limit, or if you want to have all of your water drain off into the street, then we're going to charge you a little bit for it. But if you want to have a rain garden or you want to do other things that are going to contain the water on your site, we won't charge you as much.
So a system like this would really incentivize homeowners creating green spaces on their private property in order to absorb water and then, you know, having to pay a lower fee as a result. Another big discussion right now has been potentially privatizing the Sewerage and Water Board, so having them become a for-profit agency. That hasn't been particularly popular either because privatization comes with its own potential downfalls. To make profit for a company or private organization means that it might not serve the people of the city as well because that wouldn't be its primary function.
And this is all happening against the backdrop of the mayoral race, which is happening right now. Privatization has come up in some of these debates.
And the idea of privatization has been contentious in those debates. But as it stands now, these decisions will be left to the next administration. They will be considering these ideas that we have outlined today, whether that's stormwater fees, incentivizing, creating green spaces to absorb runoff, privatizing the sewage and water board, or revamping it entirely.
We'll have to wait and see what happens.
We will. We'll be here to report on it for you. Thank you, Travis.
Thanks, Tegan.
The Coastal News Roundup is a collaboration with NOLA.com, the Times-Picayune. Support for the Coastal Desk comes from the Walton Family Foundation, the Koi Poo Foundation, and the Greater New Orleans Foundation.